Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever listened to somebody?
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in to Pastor Zay's CDC. This is your Pastor C in the studio in Forestville, Maryland. We'd like to just wish everyone a happy Friday. Truly, it's been a blessing to be able to be able to make it one more week. And we say to God be the glory for all of the things that he has done to allow us to get here one more time. And we're just excited about tonight's show. It's a show that's really a little bit bittersweet to me, dealing with our seniors. And as they get older and the different things that happen to them, I know in particular my mother is dealing with some things in her older age, and particularly dementia, and it's something that's a little difficult on the family, a little difficult on my dad, but it's something that, you know, we need to talk about, and that's what we're going to talk about tonight. How do you deal with a loved one that's getting older and might not be able to get around as much as they would like to, or do the things that they would like to, and just trying to see where we are as far as how different people are dealing with it. I know in my mom's case, we're just starting to see how she's forgetting more and more and her surroundings are becoming a challenge, and it's just something that we have to deal with as a family. But it's just reality, and all of us live in a world, and we have to deal with things as they come. And just want to talk about that tonight. And so if you want to be a part of the conversation, we invite you to call in tonight at 347-324-5569. It's 347-324-5569, and we'll be glad to get in touch with you and talk to you and see what you are thinking about, what you all are thinking about as far as with your loved ones getting older and possibly coming from a child to having to be the caretaker of your parents. And it's always something to have to go through that situation. You knew at one day or one time it was going to come where you would have to either take care of your parents or your parents would transition and pass off the scene. But it's something that we need to address, that we need to talk about, because it is a reality. It is something that is going to happen one way or another to all of us. We're all either going to get old or we're always going to have to take care of someone who is older. And we just have to get ourselves in the mind frame that, you know, this is something that, you know, we have to do. This is something that we need to do. And it's something that we need to prepare ourselves to do, because it's coming. And like I said, it's a little bittersweet with my mom. Her short-term memory is starting to go. Her long-term memory is great. She can remember way back to when she was a little kid in West Virginia. Virginia, and tell you detail about, you know, what went on with her and her dad and her mom and all of her brothers and sisters, and work her way up, you know, to the point where she stopped working. But in that moment of pause, so sort of if we have a conversation, or we as a family, or I add to the conversation, she will have forgotten that she took us all the way from, you know, when she was a child in West Virginia up until this present time, and she'll have a tendency to go back and repeat that story. And those are the challenges to see someone who is vibrant and in so many ways, to have that one area in their life that they're just not even aware of. And like I said, that's the bittersweet thing for me, is to say, wow, you know, this is my mom. She's vibrant. She still is a person that gets around, you know, takes care of herself, does a lot of things at the age of 78 that, you know, a lot of 78-year-olds can't do. And but there's this one part in her life where her short-term memory is starting to decrease. And it's something for her, first of all, you know, that she has to deal with. You know, it's one thing for the kids and the husband to deal with it, but it's something for her to have to deal with it. And she doesn't want to accept it right now. So that's the number one thing of dealing with someone that's older, dealing with someone that has physical, mental challenges as they get older, that coming around to recognize that they have an issue and that they can go about seeking assistance to help deal with that issue. And that's one thing that she hasn't come around to yet, I guess, because, you know, she's been so independent, so strong for so long, that she just said, well, I forget a few things. You know, memory's not like it used to be. And, you know, none of our memories are quite like they used to be. But for a long time, you know, it's just been slowly progressing. And then this week I got a phone call from my dad saying that needed me to go by the house and clear the smoke out of the house, because she had forgotten that she left boiled egg on the stove and burnt, smoked up the house pretty good. But, you know, that is where you get to the point where you say, wow, you know, this is something that we have to realize that, you know, could have been worse, could have been some other things that happened. And, you know, we know that we're there, but we can't be there with her 24/7. So that time when my dad wasn't there, she forgot that she had the egg on the stove. I mean, some people who don't have dementia forget and leave it on the stove. So, you know, it's just something that, you know, when we begin to start looking at it, it's trying to get someone who does have this situation to be able to look around and recognize that they need some assistance. And that's tough for them to accept, because they don't want it, you know, to have someone there during the day. She doesn't want that. And you know, this is her house. She doesn't want anybody coming to her house, or she doesn't know the people, who's going to take care of her. You know, that whole transitioning, that whole change of getting that assistance, it's hard for a person that's 78 and been doing, you know, things by themselves and for themselves for so long to really take that and say, okay, you're right. You know, I need this help. You know, let's get the ball rolling. Let's do what we need to do in order for us to all have a quality of life without the constant risk of something happening for the rest of our life. And it's a challenge. Like I said, it's a challenge for me, bittersweet, to see a vibrant woman just don't have that short-term memory. And it's weird how it is, because, you know, like I said, all the regular conversations are good and the conversations are great, but it's just that she doesn't remember when she had said something. It's like it's a repeat of what she said. And so, you know, that is the challenge. And, you know, all of the siblings are aware of it, but we have to gather around, rally around her, and get to a point where we're saying, hey, we need to sit down with mom. We need to talk to her, and we need to move forward with doing what's best for her as far as with her health and with her safety. And, you know, some of the family members, the brothers and sisters, they have to come to grips with it. And so it's our time. I know many people have dealt with it, and, you know, many people have been successful with, you know, their elderly parents, and, you know, people do it all the time. But it's always different when it's somebody else. But when it knocks on your door and now you have to deal with it, then it takes on a new heightened sense of urgency. And so, you know, that's what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about children taking care of their parents. And if you want to be a part of that conversation tonight, we invite you to dial in at 347-324-5569. It's 347-324-5569. We're going to take a quick break and be back in about 2 minutes.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody. And He loves you.
Through the break. Again, this is yours truly, Pastor C, in the studio in Forestville, Maryland. We're talking tonight about dementia and the elderly, and just talking about how it's important for us who are the kids to know that there is going to come a time where the roles will be reversed. And then when the roles are reversed, the parents are no longer taking care of the kids, but the kids have to reciprocate and start taking care of the parents. And my parents are age now, they're 79 and 80, respectively. Thank God for their continued steadfastness, their continued work and zeal for doing the work of the Lord. Both of them are still active in their churches. But we're dealing with the stages of dementia with my mom, where her short-term memory is becoming less and less. And just trying to talk about the different stages of things that, you know, as kids to our parents that we have to do as a family to make sure that she's as safe as possible and enjoys the quality of life for the rest of her life that God has given her to be on this earth. And just talking about the reality of it, of, you know, when it's always somebody else, but then when it hits home, that you have to deal with it. And that's why I say it's bittersweet with me, because I had to deal with her with an incident this week, and it was just heartbreaking to see her have to struggle with memory like that. And in most cases, physicians tell you that they'll get to a point, if there's no cure for this, that it'll get to the point where they no longer recognize you. And that's going to be tough on my dad. It's going to be tough on everyone. But, we have to be prepared, and we have to, like I said, do the best we can for her health and make her quality of life what it is for the remainder of her life, a better situation. And so if anybody wants to be a part of that conversation tonight, we invite you to call in at 347-324-5569. That's 347-324-5569. One of the things that we have to do is a reminder of certain dates and certain things. And sometimes the mind gets a little cloudy, and sometimes the things that she's saying is not actually what is. And so that's one of the things that my dad finds difficult, is that when she's saying some things, it sounds reasonable, sounds rational, but when then you go to follow up on it and check on it, it's not what it's not true. And those are the things where you're helping do something, or you got something planned, or you're gonna do something, and then you find out that that's not the case, and that becomes a frustrating part for him. And he does an awesome job. He prepares her meals. He takes her wherever she needs to go, a doctor's appointment. I mean, he is the ultimate caregiver, and he just does it with a smile and with no hesitation. But I know there's times where he's frustrated, where the things that conversations that he has and thinking are one way actually turn out to be a different way. And those are some of the frustrations that you deal with someone that has dementia, that's elderly, and to a point where they don't realize it. And that's what gets him. And we try to deal with him and help him out as much as we can and be there for them. But there's coming a time where, 79 has already turned to 80 for my dad, and 79 is going to turn in September for my mom. And so that's 80 years. And that's a long time. My grandmother on my father's side lived to be 99. So, it's looking good for him. But, when you start thinking about, age-wise, you hit 80 years old, and you're still able to function, still able to move and have your whereabouts right about you, it's just an awesome blessing. And I thank God for, all the years that my parents and my family has been there, and many of them in older age, and it's just a blessing from God. And at a certain point, we have to learn how to deal with them and have patience with them. I think sometimes that's the most difficult part as a caregiver, as a family member, is to have patience. Patience is a virtue. Patience is something that you learn over a period of time, but you have to have the understanding when you're going into these, later stages of the elderly's life, is you can't be in a hurry. Is you have to be patient with them, you have to love them, you have to have concern for them. And number one thing I've learned is you can't be in a hurry. You have to know that it's not going to be on your time. it's going to sometimes not be on anybody's time, but God's time. And you have to learn how to be patient with them. You have to learn that it's not going to take 15 minutes. It might take 2 hours to get to the place where you want them to be. You have to prepare yourself mentally, you have to prepare yourself spiritually, you have to prepare yourself financially to be able to deal with this, on a daily basis. And it's funny, when I was younger and my parents were dealing with their parents, to see how they dealt with it. And so the lessons that I've learned is from them dealing with their parents. Like I said, my dad's mom lived to be 99 years old, and he dealt with her with patience, with kindness, every step of the way. And same thing with my mom, with my grandmother. She lived older than my granddad, but she was patient with her as far as with her medications, taking her to the, back and forth to the doctor, with all of the things that, you know, she needed assistance with, and to see them the way they do it, and that was the learning ground. I didn't know it then, but that was the learning ground for me, and that will prepare me, that has prepared me to deal with them in their elderly state now, is watching them deal with their parents. And prayerfully, amen, my children, my wife and my children will see us participate as far as taking care of our parents and assisting them in the later stage or the golden years of their lives. If the Lord bless and we get to get up in the age, just the late 70s and the early 80s, that if we needed some care, that our children would know how to love us and deal with us and have patience with us as we get older. And again, there's something, there's no social economic status to getting older. It's just something, as we live day by day, we get older, and our needs change, and our personalities change, and we become older people, and you know, we live accordingly. And so that's what we're talking about tonight. Again, if you want to be a part of the conversation, we invite you to call in at 347-324-5569. It's 347-324-5569. We're going to take another quick break and be right back.
Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? He loves you.
Challenges And so you build that support system up. Someone who has dealt with the transitioning of a loved one, someone that has been there, you know, year, 6, 7, 8 months, you know, dealing with a loved one. That is your support system, someone that knows what you're going through, someone that knows when you get to your toughest moments where you're struggling, don't know when you can make it, know if you can continue to go on, knowing the struggle with your loved one, that they're no longer to do for themselves. That support system, those people that are around you that can, you know, relieve you and spell you, you know, give you a break. Someone that has been a caregiver knows the signs of a person that's getting burnt out and can provide that support. And so along with learning how to have patience with your loved one, it's important to have a support system. As a pastor, I know, you know, that's one of the biggest things that I deal with is dealing with people during sickness and illness and passing of their loved ones. And so you have to learn to be there and be a support system for them, with them every step of the way. And, you know, caregivers play a great role. Ministry leaders play a great role. Family members play a great role in you know, various organizations play a various role of support during that time. And like I said, you can't have, you know, fly-by-night people just in it for a minute, but you have people that have to be in it for the long run from the beginning to the end. And, you know, when you can surround yourself with people like that, it just helps it go a lot easier. Many times, you know, we don't realize how long or how difficult, even if it's not a long period of time, or how difficult it's going to be, whether it's short-term or long-term. But we need, you know, folks in our lives to help us to negotiate those emotions, those feelings, those challenges that come up on a daily basis. It is not an easy thing by any stretch of the imagination, but when you have a support system of people and organizations, it helps it to be a little bit easier. You know, and everyone deals with it differently. But I've seen in my years of pastoring that if you have a good support system, that you can come out still in your right mind, still able to function. But if you don't, it makes it difficult. And what happens is the person they're supposed to be supporting ends up needing support, ends up needing some additional assistance to deal with the situation because they become burnout. And many times they go into depression, they go into feelings of guilt, feelings of inadequacy. When you have your support system in place, people can come alongside and help you work your way through that moments of depression, moments of feeling inadequate, moments of feeling emotionally drained. And, you know, when you can you know, recognize those things and begin to reach out. And that, again, like we started off early in the show, people recognizing, you know, that they need help and reaching out. You know, the people that are going through the illness, recognizing that they need help and reaching out. And then people that are playing the role of caregiver or the role of a support system, realizing that, you know, they can't do it on their own and they need to reach out also. It is a reality, a real part of life, you know, and you know, if we don't talk about it, if we don't, you know, discuss it, if we don't, you know, inform people and let people know about it, what happens is it creeps up on people and it really sends a shock to their system. And many times people are not ready for it. Not to say that you're ever ready for it, but they're just totally, you know, clueless of you know, what's happening, what's going on. And so, you know, we as a community need to reach out and let people know that, you know, there's a support system there, there's an organization there, there's people there that can help you with, you know, every stage, you know, of the illness, every stage of the burnout, the emotional state, every stage of it is something that, you know, you really need someone to be able to talk and walk you through. And without that, you know, when you're by yourself, you begin to start thinking all kind of things. You begin to start questioning yourself, doubting yourself. But when you have someone that's been through it and knows what you're going through, then they won't allow you to get alone, get by yourself, and start going through, you know, the various emotions yourself. But they'll be there to say, hey, this is what you need to do, or you need to try this, or need to back off of this, or come a little early, stay a little late. You know, get someone to come in. Don't be ashamed if you need someone to come in. Don't be embarrassed if you need someone to spell you, because you're human also. And, you know, that's the thing, you know, with my dad. Again, he does a great job, but he's human also. And I'm just glad, you know, he reaches out to me when he needs, you know, a spell, when he needs some assistance. He'll, you know, pick me up, call me on the phone and say, hey, need this, need that. You know, just fall right in and do what I can. But again, it's something that I can't do everything. So my sisters and brothers, they fall in, neighbors fall in and help out. And, you know, that's what it takes. It takes everyone sharing the load. And when everyone shares the load, it makes it a little bit easier. It makes it a little bit easier. And, you know, we just got to, you know, trust and believe that, you know, our faith will help us to get through it and help us to keep us in our right minds and keep us moving forward. And in difficult times where we get stuck a little bit, then it helps us to get unstuck and help us to continue to press forward. And that's what this life is all about. There's no getting around it. There's no way that we're going to be able to avoid it. These things are coming. These things are going to happen. I'm sure some of you have gone through it. Some of you might be going through it now. But these things are going to happen, and the best thing to do is to dialogue about it, talk about it, plan about it, you know, and you know, make sure that you in your preparation understand, you know, some of the things that are going to catch you off guard, to not beat yourself up and not get yourself in a situation where you feel like, you know, you're not doing everything you can. I know a lot of times people beat themselves up, but don't beat yourself up. This is life. These things happen. You hate to see them happen. You dread the day when they happen. But you know, as years and time goes by, you know, people start getting 80, 81, 82, you know, start getting up in years, that there's going to be some challenges in their life. There's going to be some challenges physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and you know, we just have to deal with it. And it's something that I think everyone has in the back of their mind. It's like, wow, mom and dad are getting old. You know, how's this thing gonna play out? And I know, as a pastor, one of the things that really what's the word I want to use? One of the things that really is a what's the word I want to use? One of the things that really is a concern, I don't know if it's concern, the word is concern to me, is watching the congregation go through life cycle and seeing them get older and seeing them pass away. And as a pastor, in your mind, seeing when they get married, when they get baptized, seeing when they get older, and then knowing somewhere along the line that, you know, every year you're going to be burying, you know, someone or two people or you know, watching someone in the hospital. And so, you know, you try not to focus on it, but, you know, as you see things develop, one of the things is, as a pastor, you see all these things, and you always look for the good side, the good things, the times that we enjoy, and you always try to enjoy the time that you have with people, and particularly the elderly people, because you realize, you know, that they're not going to be here forever. And that's the thing that concerns me. The thing that concerns me is I know that they're not going to be here forever. And I don't know, as a pastor, I guess, you know, that's just some things that I look at. I'm pretty sure that there's other pastors and other people that don't look at those things, but, you know, that's just the way I am. It's like, you know, I know that you know, brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so is 90 years old, you know, in God's hand, they can live as long, you know, as he wants them to. But, you know, looking around, there's not too many people that are, you know, walking the planet Earth that are 100 years old. And so, you know, I'm preparing myself mentally, spiritually, to deal with them, to deal with the family. And it's just a concern. It's a concern. And, you know, you don't like to you know, share or talk to people about that. But as a pastor, you have a congregation, you think about all these things. You think about from the unborn child, the baby, all the way to the elderly person that's in the hospital, or the elderly person that passes away. And, you know, these are realities. These are the things that come. Again, I knew it was coming with my folks. I know it was coming with my folks. I've seen it happen with, you know, friends and family. I've seen it happen with, you know, members of the church we pastor. And it's something that is a part of life. You know, it's a part of life. It's coming. And you do the best you can to get ready for it, get your support group, talk to the people, get them ready for it. And you just deal with it, like I said, with our faith and day by day. And we get through it, and it takes some longer than others, but people get through it. People move on, and people grow, and people learn to appreciate, you know, the more time they had with that loved one, they learn to appreciate it. So we're going to talk about that a little bit more when we come back, but we're going to take another quick break, and then we'll be right back.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody. And he loves you. A brother. Have you ever loved someone?
Have you ever loved somebody? The way that he loves somebody. Have you ever loved somebody? The way he loves somebody. Have you ever loved somebody? The way he loves somebody. Somebody like you, yeah. Somebody like you, yeah. Oh, have you ever loved somebody the way you love somebody? Have you ever loved somebody the way you love somebody? Have you ever loved somebody the way you love somebody? Body like you, yeah. Somebody like you, yeah. Have you ever loved? Have you ever loved? Have you ever loved? Have you ever loved? Have you ever? Hey, have you ever loved? Have you? Somebody like you, yeah.
And we're back. And again, we thank you for holding through the break. This is yours truly, Pastor C, studio in Forestville, Maryland. Again, thanking everyone for tuning in on a Friday. Pray that everyone had a good week. And we're talking tonight about dementia and the elderly. And we were just talking about how to deal with those things. And a couple of things that we talked about tonight is getting the person that's elderly or might have an illness to recognize that, you know, they are elderly and that they need help, and getting them to welcome the help. And then also for those who are caretakers, caregivers, to realize and people that are dealing with elderly parents or loved ones to have a support system that is filled with people who, like I said, are not fly by night, but know what it is to have to go through, you know, that situation of people getting elderly and having memory loss and all kind of various things that come along with getting old. And we talked about that earlier. And then finally, we want to talk about, you know, as you see these things approaching, whether you're seeing them approaching, whether you're in the midst of them, learning how to love in this climate is and loving in this climate is very critical. Many times people who are not aware of their surroundings, going through memory loss, ill, sometimes folks that suffer with cancer and different type of illness, they become combative, they become unruly, they become unappreciative, they become frustrated, and they lash out at the caregivers, and they lash out, and they, you know, they lie, they come up with all kinds of stories, they get angry, they, you know, can't be pleased, and all of that is a part of that transitioning because of their illness. They can't do the things that they used to do. They can't do the things they want to do. And so it becomes frustrating with them, and you start to see their personalities change when they change a couple times a day. And the only way that we learn to deal with this is just to have that spirit of love, learning to love them unconditionally, understanding, you know, their frustration of not being able to do the things or be the people that they were used to being, and learn how to love in those situations and not take the abuse or the underappreciation, not to take it personally, because if we do, then it becomes even worse, and we begin to resent the people just from going through a transitional life. Life is something else. You know, again, you know, as kids, you know, your parents raised us, and when they were raising and taking care of us, getting us from, you know, out of the womb to first crawl to your first steps to, you know, getting your first birthday and getting, you know, body trained and getting us to school and getting us to the doctor and all the different things. You know, it was a thing of sacrifice, and they did it, and many of them did it without one whimper or one complaint. And so now the tide has turned, as they say. And so that love that, you know, many parents issued out and dealt out day by day to the children, now they see turnabout is fair play. It's time for the children to issue out and deal out the love and the concern for the parents. And the love is the only way you're going to be able to do it, because you're going to get some all kind of personalities. You're going to get all kind of where they come from, or I can't believe that he or she is doing that. And frustration will set in for the person giving the care and the person that's receiving the care. And you have to learn how through love to find a balance, to find a way to make it through that day. And that's what I found is, you know, talking to God, talking to your loved one, talking to your support group, is finding a way to make it to that next day. And, you know, I don't say that you can make it through the same day, but just to make it through that day. And then once you make it through that day, asking everyone to help and God to help for you to make it through the next day. And you have to take it day by day, because if you try to plan out too far, if you try to do too many things, you'll get frustrated and you'll wear out and you'll burn out. But through this love, through this unconditional love, through this thing of not taking it personal, of they don't remember you anymore, they might cuss you out, might fuss you out, might, you know, you've gone through hours of preparation and they just don't want to deal with what you had planned, and, you know, dealing with that frustration. is you just have to come back with love. You just have to come back and say, hey, I love them, and you know, I want to make this the best time of their life, and the quality of their life, the best that we can do for them. And that's how you have to do it, and you have to do it day by day. You can't take off big chunks. You got to do it day by day and enjoy the time that you have with them now. Some people are seeing, you know, their loved ones getting older. Learn to appreciate and enjoy the times that you have with them now, and when they're not sickly, where they're not, where their minds are still relatively sharp. Enjoy those times now, because those are the things that you're going to draw on as they get older, as they get elderly, as their memory is not as sharp, as the frustration from time to time settles in. Those are the things that you're going to draw on, those times of spending time together, sharing together as family, sharing love, one with another, get-togethers and conversations. Those are the things that you're going to draw on as you deal with the later stages of their lives. You're going to have to draw on those things, because it's not an easy thing. It's difficult. It's something that you know, nobody wants to go through, but God will give us the grace to be able to go through them and deal with them. And so through that grace and through that mercy, we can draw on those good times. We can draw on those fond memories of just being together with the loved one, with our loved one, and that will help us deal with the frustration of them being angry or saying things or doing things that are not rational or just mean. And in particular with cancer patients, they go through various stages, particularly being on medication and dealing with having to have gone through, you know, changes if they have to go through radiation and chemotherapy of their body and weight loss and you know, things happening to their bones and things happening to their skin, and they become frustrated, and you know, they lash out, and they sometimes become angry and become downright mean and ornery. And you have to draw on those things that you enjoy with them and love them through their transition, love them through their changing personalities and physicalities. We have to learn to love them through that. And I tell you, it's the only way you're going to get through it, because you can't get mad, you can't get frustrated, you can't become annoyed, even though you go through those things, but you can't stay in those modes. Because a lot of the things, you know, if you think they're doing it on purpose, a lot of times it's not. They're not doing it on purpose, but it's a side effect or a indication of their illness or something that goes along with their illness. And so we have to be prepared to be able to deal with it. And again, you got to have that support system with people there to lift you up and give you a shoulder to lean on. Arm to lean on, because it'll wear you out. It will physically, spiritually, mentally wear you out, particularly when you're not getting a response of appreciation and all you're getting is it's not good enough, and all you're getting is you know, just complaint after complaint. It's a tough road. It's a tough road. But again, with the grace of God and with our support system and with that love, Many people have made it through. Many people have made the adjustment. Many people have been awesome caregivers and taking care of not only their families but other people's families, and they're still doing it. And so our hats go off to them, to every organization, every caregiver, everyone that plays a role to help make it a little bit easier. Like, I'm not going to say it's easy, makes it a little bit easier to deal with an elderly person who might have dementia or might have a physical ailment. But through it all, our communities have the resource, our community have the expertise, our communities have the love and the concern and the care for people that are going through and people that are providing care. And, again, our hats go off to them because we know we know it's not something that can be done and is easy and that anybody can do it. And so, again, our hats go off to them. Again, my hat goes off to my dad, who continues to work diligently with my mom and takes great care of her. And just want to encourage him tonight that he wouldn't, you know, beat himself up on the times that he can't be there, where things might not go as well as he wants them to go. But we just say, great job, Dad. Great job to our brothers and sisters who just fall right in line and deal with our elderly parents. My mom with dementia. My dad is 80, and he's still doing well. You know, both of them are vibrant. Both of them are still sharp, but they have some challenges in some areas, and I'm sure that's, you know, going to be the case with everyone that gets up to that age. But as a community of family and neighbors, we all can deal with it appropriately and, again, help that part of each other's lives transition well. And that's what we're looking forward to. So spend a lot of love, spend a lot of time, put it in, get it in. Don't get too frustrated. Don't get too worried. Don't get too concerned that you're not doing it 100% right, because there's really no book for it. You know, we're just tonight doing dialogue. You know, there's many suggestions. Many people have gone through it. But one of the biggest things, one of the best things to do is just to dialogue and talk to people of like concern and work your way through it. Don't keep it bottled up. Don't keep it all to yourself, but learn to work your way through it. Learn how to talk about it and just get some of the stuff off your chest. If you want to cry, cry. If you want to fuss, fuss. If you want to cuss, cuss. If you want to just yell out, you know, yell out, it's hard, or I don't understand, or I'm tired. You know, just to be able to get it out is a big relief. It's like a relief valve that you need to do from time to time, and it's okay, and people understand. God definitely understands, and we'll be fine, and we'll be able to move forward. But those are the three things that we just wanted to share with you tonight, is to, you know, touch base with that person that's elderly or is going through a sickness, and get them to, you know, come around or admit that they need help. And then those of you of us are caregivers, understand that we need a support system as well. And then the third thing is to love unconditionally and remember, you know, what, you know, those people have done for us, and learn how to love them in spite of them, and not get too frustrated with their personality changes, things that aren't appreciated or aren't recognized or don't go as well as we thought they should go, as not to get too concerned with those. You know, keep your faith, keep trusting, keep leaning, depending on God, and he'll get you through those things. Like I said, we're not the first, we won't be the last. But, you know, as we're going through, we need to talk about, we need a dialogue, we need to get to the point where we are aware that these things are coming, and that we need to be prepared for. All right, that's going to do it for us tonight. Again, we thank everyone for continuing to tune in to Pastor's Aid CDC. And what's going on? We're over a year now. Been on the air, and we just thank God for everyone's support. Again, if you want to get us through social media, we invite you to get us on Twitter. It's PACDC316. And also on Facebook at Pastors Aid, PASTORSAID. And we'll be glad to send you a shout out. But pray for us. Pray for those caregivers. Pray for the family and the elderly and those who have dementia and like illnesses and many sicknesses, that there will be someone there to help them transition and to assist with their quality of life being the best that it can be in their golden years. As elderly and senior people. All right, that's going to do it for us tonight. And so now that you have the resource, we want you to get connected. Good night, and prayerfully we'll talk to you again on Sunday night. Good night.